Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we review various themes influencing the agricultural economy in South Africa and beyond our borders. So, folks, last week I talked about the state of the countryside in South Africa, where I narrated my observations during the December holiday in parts of the Eastern Cape, Free State, KZN, and the other areas. But I think it's only right if I stick a little bit with this theme of rural side of South Africa again in this week and talk about three major problems that face much of the small town and rural communities in South Africa. And these are well known by anyone who's South African or has been to South Africa, which is the challenge of rising poverty, higher unemployment, and weak economic activity. And I think anyone who drives around these towns, say you've been in these communities over the past 10 years and you've recently been in these communities again this year, you'll agree that the conditions have deteriorated further in many of these communities. And there are two industries that I still believe that could bring much needed improvement on reducing poverty, creating job opportunities, and just the vibrancy on the economic side. It's agriculture and tourism. Agriculture can do a lot, especially if you think about the agro-processing value chain as well, food packing, manufacturing, and all of the other activities from the input side up to the finishing side before you take things to the retailer. So there's a lot that can be done and bring job and vibrancy on that. On tourism, many people spend a lot of time on the cities, and if some of the small towns could actually be in good conditions and with roads, certain service deliveries, they could see an influx of people going there. We used to rely to from outside tourists a lot, but there's a lot of tourism and short lefts that is happening across South Africa, and I think many people would like to explore as much as they can their own country. And that traveling that would happen, I think it would bring much needed revenue and economic activity and employment in some of these areas, small towns of the country that face acutely these problems that I've mentioned of poverty, unemployment, and weak economic activity. But I think there's major challenges that are preventing us in here because agriculture and tourism, it's not something that I'm thinking about or only myself now, and it's somehow a genius idea. Many people know, and there's a lot of evidence that has come up. If you think back in 2012, NDP and many government policies and studies before that, they've talked about the prospects of employment that these sectors could actually bring in these communities. And in fact, the NDP, which is South Africa's National Development Plan, had estimated that if you think about primary agriculture and agro-processing, there's nearly a million jobs that could be created there, but with the set of preconditions that they set out of saying what needs to be done to actually unlock those jobs. We haven't seen much of that. They talked about expanding area planting, improving infrastructure, allocating some of the land that is in the state hands and some in communal areas to people with title deeds, agricultural finance, and all of those things. Those were some of the package of the things that they talked about. But we haven't progressed as a country a lot in all of those, which is why we find ourselves in the difficulty that we are in. But I think beyond the topic, the big topics of land reform, international trade, and other things, there are everyday issues that I think are challenging South Africans and these communities a lot, particularly those in farming, agribusiness, and tourism, to the extent that some are unable to actually expand their activities and, in the process, address those three major problems that I've mentioned. The major issue at the moment is the deterioration in the road networks. I don't know how many of you who are listening to this podcast are actually on social media, on Twitter. There's a friend of mine, Lelo. She has a handle called Miss Lelo B. She showed a video where she was just, giving us a snapshot of what she was seeing in the Free State when she and her family were trying to explore some bit of local tourism. Those are the same things that I think in some of the segments last year I talked about when I was saying what are farmers telling us and what we are observing as agriculturists. She was talking about this from a tourism perspective, but it's a major issue also when you are on agriculture. And it's not the only challenge in the Free State. You go to the Eastern Cape, you see this. You go to Northwest, it's the same story, parts of KZN. So the deterioration in these roads networks is a major challenge. The second issue is the water infrastructure. It's crumbling in some of the small towns, and if this is not fixed, it continues to present difficulties. I mean, if you speak with some dairy farmers in the Eastern Cape, they will tell you how much difficulties they are facing with fixing some of their water infrastructure. And if you think about it, the Eastern Cape and KZN are some of the important dairy producers in South Africa, the leading provinces, and they need this water for irrigation and all kinds of things, yet they struggle. The challenge of power, it's one of those. The load shedding, it's a major challenge in South Africa right now. I'll do a separate segment on that probably next week. There's some work that I just written looking into that, its impact in agriculture and agro-processing. But I thought I should just flag it's one of the issues, and I'll look into that. The other, which is the fourth challenge, is the high crime in rural South Africa. And in these small towns, we see a rising levels of crime right now, and I think this is a threat both on agriculture as well as on agritourism. Now, these are not new issues. Like I said, over the past few years, we've discussed some of these, and I've actually written about some of these things. I mean, if one thinks back in 2021, when Clover, which is one of the big food and beverages company in South Africa, decided that they would close their cheese production factory in Lichtenburg in the province of Northwest and move to outside Durban in KZN, KwaZulu-Natal, because of the poor service delivery. We lamented about this, wrote an article about the challenges facing small towns in the conversation where we highlighted some of these. And many people also wrote stuff about this issue. And that firm alone, Clover, it had employed in Lichtenburg roughly about 400 people that were working there. And if you think about it in a South African perspective, where one person can pretty much maybe assist a family, and the family is an average size of a family is about 6 to 8 people. You take that 400, you multiply by 6 or 8, you get a sense of how many people were actually employed there and how many people will actually be impacted with the closure of that cheese factory. And of course, there are other suppliers to the company that will be around that will also be impacted. In Mpumalanga, in the Lekwa municipality, similar cases with Astral, an animal feed and poultry producing company, which is also struggling and has lost millions because of issues of water, reliability, electricity. These are just the large entities that I'm mentioning. But if you look at the small farms, medium-sized family businesses, you look at tourism opportunities, tourism family businesses, they face some of these challenges. And in fact, in the Eastern Cape, about last week, I was talking with some of the senior managers at Amadlelo Agri, which is one of the largest in the province dairy producing groups. And the key issue they were talking about was the bad state of roads and the water infrastructure. They actually sent me pictures where it was actually not possible to drive and deliver some of the milk to the market. And of course, now this raises all issues of reliability and all of those things. And this is a group that is also benefiting some black farmers in the province. So these are major issues that not only prevent us from creating employment and economic activity, but also the transformation in the sense of South Africa, bringing new black players into commercial agricultural value chain because of these basic infrastructure. Some of my friends were actually telling me in December about people who had to cancel their trips to Coffee Bay, Glendane, Mbokki in the Eastern Cape because of bad roads. Have they been there in these communities? Them buying stuff, renting out places there would have brought some sense of vibrancy, benefited a few small businesses in that area. It's not only the friends I mentioned, but many people who actually go into these coastal towns and actually spend some time there. Because now, not to have proper infrastructure in coastal towns in festive season is just one of those challenges. At a micro level, there's an instance last year in July 2022. I got a call from an elderly black woman from a village of Idutywa in a small. It's a small town. Idutywa is a small town in Mbashe Municipality in the Eastern Cape. She had about 300 bags at 40 kgs each of good quality yellow maize, and she needed to sell this So that she can have some bit of money to cover some arm of her household needs and of course make a bit of profit out of this farming activity. I made several calls to try to find a market for her, ended up finding someone in Mthatha who was willing to buy this. Now, Dutywa to Mthatha, it's about 86 kilometers. It's not that very far, and these folks were willing to drive and actually get this maize. Now they inquired about the conditions of the roads before they deploy their trucks, and then we see if the transaction will work. When they checked out the roads, it proved to be actually impossible. Now she lost all of that. The transaction never went through. But I'm trying to depict here to say even elderly, old people that are trying to do something so that they can sell, they are actually struggling because of this municipality, of these bad roads and the service delivery by municipalities. It's not only the big businesses, but everyone is actually struggling because of this. And colleagues at the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, they are trying to boost production in agriculture, providing inputs, vouchers, and all kinds of things so that there's good activity and farming in the communities. Now, this is good in dealing with household food security, but some people want to grow and actually get to a level where they commercialize. Now, when they've been able to get good yields, they fall into the same trap as this elderly woman that I was talking about that struggled to reach the market because of these bad roads. So, which means then that the poor work that is done by local municipalities and some provincial government, it actually ends up working against the broad national economic vision of saying, okay, let's go for economic reconstruction, make sure agriculture does something, tourism does something. We can all get excited in Pretoria, but if these folks at a local level are not doing their part, we'll actually be constrained. So agriculture, tourism have the future. They can uplift many people in rural areas of South Africa, especially if you think about the value chains of that. But until we deal with the supportive infrastructure, we're not going to see progress. And that supportive infrastructure responsibility lies largely on the provincial governments and the municipalities. And these are basic essential infrastructure: roads, water, electricity, and dealing with crime. And I think if we can address those things, we can begin to see some bit of progress and the investments coming through and seeing some bit of improvement in these areas. Without that, we are bound to actually have these challenge of rising poverty, unemployment, and weak economic activities in these communities. And that's not something any South African or anyone wants to see. All right, folks, I will come back to talk about the issue of load shedding in agriculture in one of the next segments, but I thought today it would be useful to speak about this issue of the basic infrastructure and its impact at a basic level in agriculture and tourism. That's it for this week. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. You can read a bit about some of the things that I write in my blog, which is www.wandilesihlobo.com. I'll put the link in the description of this podcast, or the organization that I work for, which is the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, www.agbiz.co.za, www.agbiz.co.za. That's it from me. Thank you for listening.